This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The White House says Russia is executing its own soldiers for not following orders. We'll get details on this now from AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says not only are officers being executed, entire units have been threatened with death if they retreat from Ukrainian artillery fire.
It's barbaric, but I think it's a symptom of how poorly Russia's military leaders know they're doing.
Kirby says Russia appears to be using human wave tactics.
Just throwing masses of these poorly trained soldiers right into the fight. No proper equipment, no leadership, no resourcing.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The UN agency providing aid to Palestinian civilians is besieged in Gaza, warning it may have to shut down if no fuel reaches the enclave. Amid an increasingly desperate need for shelter, water, food, and medical services, the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees said it urgently needed fuel to maintain life-saving humanitarian operations. Israel has moved to crack down against media it says supports Hamas. VOA's Robin Guest tells us about this one.
Included in new emergency regulations, a plan to shutter the Al Jazeera local bureau over claims of Hamas propaganda. Critics argue moves to silence journalists or an entire news organization amount to censorship. Quinn McHugh is the executive director of the press freedom organization, Article 19.
It is a very worrying step of losing a credible news source and the information gap that would have and what that would send to audiences more broadly around the world and in the Middle East.
Robin Guess, VOA News.
This is VOA News.
Russian
President Vladimir Putin says the first segment of a Russian space station should be put into orbit by 2027. Speaking during a meeting with specialists from the space and rocket sector, Russia previously announced its intention to withdraw from the International Space Station, where its cosmonauts are permanently stationed and the country plays a key role. In the U.S. state of Maine, police on Thursday are searching for a U.S. Army reservist wanted for murder. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino says 18 people were killed, 13 wounded, in shooting attacks at a bowling alley and a bar in the city of Lewiston the previous night.
They're searching for Robert R. Card, a sergeant at a nearby U.S. Army Reserve base, who enlisted in 2002 but had never been deployed in combat. Law enforcement officials said the 40-year-old suspect had been temporarily committed to a mental health facility over the summer. As the manhunt expanded, some schools were canceled, and residents in Lewiston and nearby communities were urged to stay indoors.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino, who says President Joe Biden said in a statement that he mourned yet another senseless and tragic mass shooting, and again argued Congress to pass a ban on high-capacity magazines and other gun regulations. Nigeria's Supreme Court on Thursday upheld President Bola Tinubu's election win. Reuters correspondent Trevor Carroll says this brings to an end a legal challenge brought by his two main rivals, who argued that his victory was marred by irregularities.
Affirming the election of the second respondent as the duly elected president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria is thereby affirmed.
The ruling gives Tinubu a clear mandate to govern Africa's most populous nation, which is grappling with double-digit inflation, foreign currency shortages, and widespread insecurity. The biggest opposition, the People's Democratic Party, said it was alarmed and disappointed by the ruling, saying the judgment has, quote, shaken the confidence of Nigerians in the judiciary.
Reuters correspondent Trevor Carroll, who says the Supreme Court's judgment is final, follows a pattern seen in previous presidential elections that have been challenged, none of which were overturned. Apple may be banned from importing the Apple Watch into the United States. The U.S. International Trade Commission on Thursday issued the ban after finding the devices violate medical technology company's Masimo's patent. I'm Scott Walterman.